guys deserve a prize for Schar Halicha, for being nice to me, for standing up for those sitting down on the floor. But I deserve a greater Schar Halicha than you do, believe me. All right. You all know what I'm going to talk about because I cheated last week. So, I began last week and I'll...
Wow.
Okay, we'll give him a Schar Halicha too. etc. In English, you talk about the resounding silence. Yaakov keeps quiet. You know, you guys are young. It's hard for you to imagine, think of your daughter. But can you imagine, you're hearing your daughter was raped by this guy? Bech was Yaakov. I'll keep quiet. Let's see what my brothers, my children will do. B'nei Yaakov bo min asad kishamo. They heard about it. They're very, very upset. Ki neval asab. V'chein lo yos. I skipped a few words. How could it be? So what do? They come up with this trick, the Valdika trick. And when they're recovering from the bris, they wipe out the whole city. Yaakov's reaction is, Vayomer Yaakov al Shimon v'al Levi achar tem osi. I love the word achar tem osi. Achar tem osi. What does achar tem mean? Does dirty? Who knows that? Who said that? How do you know that? You're right. Where in Tanakh is the Emek Achor? Anybody know where Emek Achor is in Tanakh? I'll give you a hint. Israelis should know it better than you because they know Hebrew, but they know Tanakh. Emek Achor became Petach Tikva. Correct. Emek Achor became Petach Tikva. Achor means cloudy, muddy, roiled. I don't understand exactly what Yaakov's saying. You messed me up. Labisheni b'yoshev haaretz. In my English from the time I lived in America, I don't know if you use the same English anymore. Labisheni, I'm bushed out. It's a bush. You use that word. You know? No? You don't know that word? You're tired.
I'm ambushed.
No, but bushed means from the word busha. I'm bushed. Labisheni b'yoshev haaretz. V'nesva lai vikuni. They're going to come up and beat me up. V'nishmat at the end of the day. And we're going to be destroyed. How many arguments did Yaakov present? I'll say it again. Achartem oti labisheni b'yoshev haaretz baknani uvat prizi. V'anim metei mispar. There are at least three different things. The first one is achar tamoti. I don't know what that means, achar tamoti, but it means something. You messed me up. So you think messed me up is because it's going to kill me? I don't think so. Achar tamoti is you messed me up. Lavisheni b'yoshev haaretz. There's a busha now involved. They're going to beat me up and kill me. And what's their response? Oh, it should be a lumdish response, right? And they just say one thing. Four words. Hachazona yaset achoteinu. That guy treated our sister like a prostitute. And therefore, how did that counter the arguments? I want to talk about that today. What's the machlokas between Yaakov and the brothers? And how could the brothers who were... We're talking about Shifteka. You know, in this yeshiva, one of the big things about learning Tanakh is we learn Tanakh. The big thing they talked about here is it's called, for the guys who are the older guys know what the words exactly, it's Tanakh be Gaveinayim. Do the younger fellows also know this phrase? Tanakh be Gaveinayim. That you learn Tanakh And you look at the people, but Gavai Naim, you look at them straight in the face. But you also have to remember their shiftei ka. You know, you can look and think and understand, but still you have to remember who they are. We're talking about shiftei ka. The Ramban puts it this way. The Ramban, by the way, almost more than any other Rishon that I know of in Chumash, is the one who points out things that people did that don't seem to be right, the way the Ramban says they're wrong. Not necessarily I would have said that in Chumash, but the Ramban, I mean, that's one of the reasons that there are people who say you can't learn Ramban. Can you imagine that? Because the Ramban did learn Begavei Naim. A number of years ago at Umpurim, there's a character, I don't mean that in a negative way, a very nice fellow, a very good friend of mine who lives in Efrat. So he puts up a Pashkavil, every Purim. A Pashkavil is this notice from Meir Sharim, and he mamish makes fun. You know what I'm talking about? You ever seen one of them? They hang them in the yeshiva sometimes? No, they do. They're really funny. So this guy put up a Pashkavil once, that, you know, because the modern yeshivot, where they teach Tanakh, and they learn Ramban, and they prove that Zionism is important, and this is important, and everything else, so you're not allowed to learn Tanakh and Ramban anymore. Because they lead you to Kfira. So the truth is, he obviously meant this as a big joke, and the people took it seriously. There are people in Meir Sharim who really thought this was, you know, signed by Gedolim, and because he makes up signatures and stuff like that, you know. And they really thought that, you know, it could be that Sosa learned Tanakh from now on. But the Ramban really asked, the Ramban talking about the person who learned Begavei Naim, he asked this question, named Tzadik Eyalya. We're talking about the Tzadikim, we're talking about Yud Beis Shvatim, we're talking about Kedosh Eyalya. How could it be? How do they kill the whole city? So he brings a famous machlokas between the Ramban and the Rambam about it. He quotes the Rambam. The Rambam has an amazing chiddush. The Rambam says that there are 6 mitzvahs b'nei Noach. Did you know that? You all thought there were 7, right? The Rambam agrees there's a 7th. But the 7th is to set up a court system. It's different than the other 6 mitzvahs. The other 6 mitzvahs, you're not allowed to do something. Right, you're not allowed to steal, you're not allowed to murder, you're not allowed to curse God, whatever you're not allowed to do. The 7th one is a positive mitzvah. It's very interesting. Because in general, in the world of Torah mitzvahs, you can get punished for doing an Avera. An Avera, I mean doing something wrong. But generally, you don't get punished for not doing something right. Right, if I don't put on tefillin. So I didn't put on tefillin. I'm not saying it's good, but you don't punish somebody for not putting on tefillin. So here the Rambam says that there are 7 mitzvahs, 6 mitzvahs you're not allowed to do, and the 7th mitzvah to set up a court system. Goyim have to do a court system. Does anybody want to ask me a question about that? That's the Rambam's opinion. There's a mitzvah for Goyim to set up a court system. Somebody should have asked me, but I don't stand. My bar mitzvah parasha, somebody, is parasha Shoftim. And it says, Shoftim b'shoftim, yitem l'cha b'chol shareach, ha'asher ha'asher b'kach n'sein n'achala. There's a mitzvah for Jews to set up a court system in Eretz Yisrael. Shavtim v'shavtim t'ten lecha b'chol shareach, ha'asher ha'asher b'kach n'sein n'achala shvatecha. So how could you say this as a mitzvah for Goyim too? If I have time, I will relate to that question at the end. But the Rambam says there is a mitzvah to set up a court system, and the Rambam says amazing chiddush. What's the amazing chiddush? The second part. Anybody who doesn't set up a court system is chayav misa. There's a whole city called Shechem. The city that we call Shechem. The leader was Shechem. He did something wrong. The rest of the people, what did they do wrong? He said they did one thing wrong. What did they do? They should have set up a court system and punished Shechem. That's what they were supposed to do. They didn't do it. So you get killed for that. That's a big, you understand why it's a big chiddush? First of all, there's a mitzvah called court system. Secondly, that if you don't set up a court system, you're chayav misa. Big chiddush. But that's what the Rambam said. What's the kasha you want to... I don't care if it's a kasha. What do you want to continue with now? Come on. What do you want to continue with?
Yaakov's
response. So what's Yaakov's answer to that? Come on, guys. What do you say? No, I need your help. Come on.
They weren't all liable for it?
I'm waiting. What do you say? No? What do you say? Come on. I heard somebody.
Who gives Shimon and Levi the right to kill him?
Why should they not have the right to kill him? That's what you think Chayv Misav, the seven Mitzvahs of Noach. The Chayv Misav only means for courts? Maybe you're right.
They should have to set up their own courts this time.
Maybe.
How do they get punished for Mitzvah that same?
Why is Yaakov upset with them if they're following what they're supposed to do?
So why is Yaakov so upset? What do you think?
They're supposed to be doing what they're supposed to do.
So why would Yaakov be upset?
Maybe they didn't like the tricky way or something.
What?
Maybe they just were doing it like a devious way.
You know, guys, you can make up a lot of reasons. A lot. 25 reasons. I'm serious. I started looking to see how many guys are here, because 25 different answers could be given. One answer could be given, Yaakov didn't agree with the Rambam. He thought that there's no mitzvah to set up a court system. Second, you don't get killed for not setting up a court system. Three, it's not up to them to do it, it's up to Beis Din. Four, come on, I'm helping a little. Four.
How can they try their own leader?
How can they? Oh, see, that question is. I thought of that question a lot, really a lot. It bothers me more than almost anything else. But it's not a lumpish question. But can you really blame them? I don't want to say anything bad about any presidency in the United States, but there were presidents who did things that were publicized in the papers that were really bad.
Blame who? Blame the nation.
So we should kill the whole American nation because they didn't judge the president and impeach him and put him to death. If I said this in public, you all know I don't mean it. I just said, you know, it's impossible to think that you can blame the whole American community for not punishing somebody who's the president of the United States. Yesterday, you guys probably know, the president of Israel, the former president of Israel, went to jail. It's really a difficult thing. It's a very difficult thing. Take a person with such authority, such an important person, and you're going to decide, the people of Shechem, I assume, you know, how long does it take us to get rid of Assad? Or to get rid of Hussein? Or to get rid of Gaddafi? Baruch Hashem, they're getting rid. But you know what it means? He has an army at his disposal. So the army, yeah, you have to fight the armies and have civil war, and who knows what you have to do. Shechem probably had to control the country. That's your question. It's a very good question. That question I don't have an answer for. But somebody should say another thing. Yaakov might say, you know what? I'm willing to grant you right. I agree with the Rambam, Yechayev Misa, you Shimon Levi should do it at the risk of your own life. Pikuach Nefesh is makes me, I have to kill them even in Pikuach Nefesh? If he won't do anything about it, the brothers won't do anything. So, okay, so whatever happened, happened. But this way, he says, my life is in danger. So, there are a lot of explanations what you can give for this machlokas. But that's the Rambam's opinion. Let's continue with the Ramban's opinion. The Ramban says, I disagree with the whole premise. There's no such thing as court systems for Gaim. So, what's the mitzvah, the seventh mitzvah that we call dinim? According to, I forgot to mention that it's called dinim. So the Rambam says dinim means to set up a court system. The Ramban says dinim is an amazing halacha, because what does dinim mean? What? I can't hear you. What do you say?
Civil law.
Correct. I would say better chashim mishpat. The goyim are chayiv in chashim mishpat. What's chashim mishpat? All the laws that are in chashim mishpat. Dinei gneva, gzeila, no, oshek, schar, sachir, all those laws. The Ramban spells it all out. A guy is chayiv in all the mitzvahs. By the way, a guy is chayiv in seven mitzvahs. You knew that before? How many of the 613 do you think he's mechuyev in? I just said, I don't know how many, 50, 60? Because if he's chayiv in dinim, according to Ramban, he's chayiv in oshek, and schar, sachir, no, no. I can go on a lot of mitzvahs. A guy is not chayiv in seven mitzvahs, he's chayiv in a lot more. He's chayiv in adultery. How many yisurim are there in adultery for Jews? You're not allowed to sleep with your mother, with your sister, with your this one, with that one, with the other. All these yisurim, right? If a guy has yisurim of arayis, many more. There's a very good book written, it's in the Yeshiva library, I think we own a copy, it's called The Seven Noachide Laws, where it explains that the seven Noachide laws, the seven mitzvahs of Noach, are much more than seven mitzvahs. The book was written by a fellow named Aaron Lichtenstein. So some of you might have heard that name and think, well, I'm going to go buy that book, but it's not the Rosh Yeshiva of our yeshiva. But it happens to be a relative of his who has the same name. But it's still a good book. It's a very, but there are really more than 613 seven mitzvahs for Gayim. So Ramban says that's not the problem at all. So how can you kill Shechem? How can you kill the whole city? The Ramban says you can kill the whole city because, let's be honest, we're talking about the city of Shechem. They're all perverts. They're all murderers. They're all gazlanim. They're all over seven mitzvahs b'ninach. So it's not that one mitzvah is the same for everybody. This guy's a murderer, this guy's a rapist, this guy's a this, this guy's a Baruch Hashem. every single guy in the city can be killed. Al Pidin, he can be killed. That's what the Ramban argues. Now we have to do the same thing, according to the Ramban. So why did Yaakov say not to kill him?
It's going to be the same issue.
So we could raise some of the same issues, but the Ramban says a different one. The Ramban says an interesting idea. Maybe they did tshuva. You know something? What would make you think they did tshuva? They went out of bris. To have a bris just meant technically to have an operation, or it meant to join the Jewish people. If they joined Jewish people, maybe it's Kabbalah's Torah mitzvahs. And the brothers said, oh, we don't accept that bezdin for conversion. You know, no, they didn't fulfill all the mitzvahs. You know, we don't accept that. They only did it klapei chutz. They did it in order to, you know, to whatever you call it, to get married, to marry Dina. They didn't mean it. So that's another reason, the machlokas between Yaakov and the brothers. Until now, I quoted the Rambam and the Ramban. And the truth is, I added a little bit more because I kept trying to explain the machlokas between Yaakov and his brothers and his children. I kept trying to explain the machlokas. The Ramban spells out what I said, partly, but some of it I amplified, and you helped me to try to explain some of the reasons of the machlokas. If I'd like to suggest a different pshat completely. The different pshat is because I'm a little bit older than you. I know you probably didn't realize that, but I remember Israel in the earlier stages of the development of the country of Israel, when there was such a thing called fedayin. The fedayin were people who used to they're like terrorists, but they used to come in and kill innocent Israelis. And there was a big discussion: what do we do about it? How do we retaliate? There was a fellow, well known, it's interesting, are there any real Israelis who know history, the name Meir Hartzion? What? You heard of him? Meir Hartzion? Meir Hartzion was one of these guys who, I don't know if what I'm saying is 100% true now. I do know part is true. Meir Hartzion was part, Yitzhak Makir, you know something about him? What? He was a commando. He went in by himself with a group of people. What? I don't know what he did exactly, but I think his sister was one.
His sister had been killed, and he went and killed the guys who had killed him.
Yeah, he was a real. Somebody said that from the days of Bar Kokhba, we didn't have a fighter like Meir Hartzion. He was like a special, unique guy. And there was a big fight in Israel. It's true that people got killed in Israel, but what do we do about it? So here, there are two different types of generations. There's an older generation, like my father was from a certain world of Europe, and one of the big words he used to say, Ashan de fel de goyim. You ever hear that expression? That's because you don't know your great grandparents. So, Ashan de, Jews don't behave that way. You know, this is not our style of behavior. No, we're not violent people, we'll make peace and everything else. And the younger generation, represented by Meir Hartzion, for those people that know, at that time there were other fighters like Meir Hartzion. I think, to my mind, right now he's the most famous one. But there was somebody else. I forgot right now what his name. Well, who?
Didn't Union 101 do that? Under Ariel Sharon.
He was part of this unit I think Meir Hatzin was part of the same unit. I think so.
Meir
Bechad, right? Yeah. So, but anyway, Bekitzer, the younger generation used to say, the older generation used to say, Hashan defy the Gayim. What does that mean, Hashan defy the Gayim? I know that tomorrow the United Nations is going to issue sanctions against Israel. They're going to say that we're barbarians. They're going to say that we're, you know, Israel's the worst country in the world. You hear the UN, we're the only ones in the world that stamp on everybody's civil rights. The Clinton family, who are obviously the epitome of social morals and values, so Mrs. Clinton got up yesterday, or the day before, and explained what a terrible, barbaric country Israel, because soldiers walked out of a woman's singing. She gave us Musser she gave you guys, I don't know what you guys would do, and I'm not telling you what to do, but she's giving Musser to the Chayalim in the army because your sense of values and ethics is not the high standards that the Clintons have set for themselves. But you know what? There are people that are afraid of that. The Goyim are going to say bad things about us. They're going to say we don't have any values, we don't have any ethics. The United Nations is going to give us sanctions. They're really going to be angry at us. So the younger generation, Meir Hatzion says, you're going to tell me because of your reasons Jewish blood is hefker? They can do whatever they want and nothing gets away with it? What are the ramifications? I don't care what the ramifications are. It doesn't bother me. Jewish blood is not hefker. HaChazona Yasas HaChaseinu? That's the whole answer. No explanations, no Rambam, no Ramban. No, I'm suggesting Drush. A different pshat completely. I'm not arguing whether they're right, wrong. They just say, this cannot be. We will not allow this to happen. The younger generation represented by the Bnei Yaakov. Yaakov never, ever came to peace with this. Isn't that amazing? He never came to peace with this. On his deathbed, what did he say? Shimon v'Levi achim klei chamas mecheroteyem b'sodam al tavon nafshi b'kalam al tichat kvodi ki v'lsana b'kusha harufsa b'kusha arura pam ki yazvev ratam ki kashat ha'chakem b'yakov ha'pitzem b'Yisrael. Unbelievable. V'yikach korach ben Yitzhar ben Kos ben Levi, and Rashi says not ben Yaakov because Yaakov doesn't want his name mentioned in certain cases, but arura, I don't want my name. Birtsanam, again. Where'd it go? No, but I don't want my name. Birtsanam. Altechad Kvodi. I don't want my name mentioned with them. They're such terrible people. I don't want my name. This machlokus was Yesodi machlokus between Yaakov and his brothers. He thought they did really wrong. What is he so angry about? I really believe you can make a big argument about what I said rather than the argument of the Rambam and the Ramban. So I said, Alam de Shemachlokas and also Prakta Machlokas. But I'd like to explain one more thing and finish. Well, the last thing I want to say is, I asked before, if I have time, I'll do 2 minutes. A guy is Mechuyev in courts, according to the Ramban. Jews are also Mechuyev in courts. So what's special about Jews and Gayim? The answer is given by the Rambam. There's a difference between the court system of Jews and the court system of Gayim. What's the court system of Jews? I don't know the words in English. And it's not that I know it so much in Hebrew either, but in every little town, in every area, you have to have a court in Eretz Yisrael. You have to have a Beis Din set up in local towns. It's interesting because Rabbi Ryan lives in Efrat. I live in Alon Shvot. We live very close to each other. You have a local Beis Din? We have a local Beis Din. Alon Shvot has its own Beis Din. Rabbi Bick sits in the Beis Din a lot. I sat in the Beis Din very infrequently. But Rabbi Shlomo Levi sits in the Beis Din. We have a local Beis Din. And I'm not sure. I know that Efrat has a local Beis Din. It's a din in Eretz Yisrael. Shoftim b'shoftim v'den lecha b'chol sha'arecha asher Hashem alkecha nasein lecha l'shvatecha. L'shvatecha B'chol Sharecha. It's a mitzvah in every little town. Whereas in Chutz Laaretz, there's no such mitzvah. In Chutz Laaretz, there's the mitzvah to have judges. Yeah, but not in every town. You have to be able to use, so you go to the local big city. Like if you live in New York and you have a Beis Din in Manhattan, so you don't need a Beis Din necessarily in Brooklyn or in, even in Buffalo. There's a court, let them go to New York, let them go to Manhattan. So, why? What's the difference? The difference is very important. The difference in of the Gayim is to set up a court system to make sure that people don't hurt each other, don't kill each other. It's not a religious function, it's a practical function. Practicality is important, and if you know, il male marash amalchus ishus reyu chayim below, without a court system, people, you know, will trample on other people's rights. So you have to have a court system, but it's not a learning experience. It's not a religious experience. It's a practical experience. In Eretz Yisrael, it's a religious thing. I want a Beis Din in every community. I want kids to know there's a Beis Din. I want there to be Rabbanim, Dayanim in every little community to set an example of who they are, what they are. It's mamish a religious function. A guy, according to Ramban, is required to know Mishpatim. According to Rambam, he's required to go have a court system. Does anybody have a question about that? I just tried to answer the question why Jews are different. But I have a different question.
What's he judge?
It says in the Torah, you know what? Are Goyim allowed to learn Mishpatim? I just said they have to. Are Goyim allowed to learn Mishpatim? So some people who know Chumash Rashi and Medrash should say, Eile Mishpatim Ashatasin Lifneyem, Lifneyem Velo Lifnei Ediotas, Lifneyem Velo Lifnei Yaakov. You're not allowed to teach Mishpatim to Goy. Why not? Am I allowed to teach them that you're not allowed to murder somebody? For sure. They have to know it. So why don't I teach them Mishpatim? But you guys who know, who daven, sometimes have a better pasuk. But you have to know from davening. That guy should not know Mishpatim. Correct. Magid Dvar of Yaakov, Chukav Mishpat of Yisrael, Lo Asa Chem Lecho Goy, Umishpatim Bal Yidom. Isn't that a good question? How could a guy be mechuyev in mishpatim, but he's not allowed to learn mishpatim? In 1960, I was a yeshiva boy learning in Israel. And for Shabbos, once Shabbos of my life, I was invited for Shalva Shudas to the house of Rabbi Zevin. It's the only time in my life that I remember seeing this man, and it was left a big impression upon me. Rav Zevin, in one of his books, writes about how once in his life he was privileged to be at Rav Cook's house for Shalva Shudas. It's a beautiful description of Rav Cook's house for Shalva Shudas. And that description made a big impression upon me, and especially because I was once Shabbos in my house, in my life in Rav Zevin's house. He asked this question. That's what I remember from his house. Now don't take this lightly. This was 51 years ago. And remember that I was about 2 years old at the time. So it's very, you know, remarkable that I remember it. So, what do you have for an answer for that question? How could it be? I gave the answer already. What's the answer? There's a difference between practical law and religious law. Practical law is taught by practicality, not based on necessary religious theology. A guy has to have practical laws. Jews have to have practical laws. But we have beyond that, an ethic beyond what we call the practical law, and that's because we have Torah Min HaShamayim. Rav Zevin said like this, I like this idea very much, it's drush, but I like it. Ve'eila mishpatim asher tasim lefneihem, lefneihem v'lo lefnei Yaakov. Remember the first Rashi in Mishpatim? Who remembers? Correct. It says ve'eila mosif al rishonim. Eila is posel al rishonim. So what's ve'eila? Ma rishonim b'sinai af eila b'sinai. In other words, mishpatim are not just practical laws. They come from Harsinai. They come from religious concept of Torah ben Hashemayim. Ve'eila mishpatim is lefneihem v'lo lefnei Yaakov. Eila mishpatim you can have for Yaakov too. That's real Jewish, but I just like the idea very much. Eila mishpatim you can teach Gayim, but you can't teach him ve'eila. Magid v'av Yaakov chukav mishpat of Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught us Torah, lo asachem l'chol gai. That's not for the Gayim. The Gayim did not get Torah min Shamayim. Mishpatim ba'yidom haleluka, the concept of haleluka, that doesn't apply to Gayim. They can do mishpatim, but without the halaluka. Did you ever You know people who like law? Who like going to law school? Lawyers? You ever see that? You ever see them dance with a law book? A law book is a good book. It's an important book. So when Simchas Torah, they take their law books and start dancing. We dance with the Sefer Torah because that's Torah Hashem. The law book is an important book. It's very important. The world needs law books. And you need law courts, but without Mishpatim Bayidam HaLuka. Somebody once told me he wants to give Rav Lichtenstein a Gemara to dance with him on Simchas Torah. He says, you know, it's nice to dance with a Sefer Torah, but let's see a person dance with a Gemara, with a Rambam. Have a good day. Thank you.